Golden Renaissance Jewelers.
Yeah, Chuck?
Yeah, I'm sorry, this is Randy Heim.
Hey, Randy. Randy, Bob from RDI Diamonds. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Bob.
It's been it's been years since I've talked to you.
Yeah, I've been hiding quite well.
Apparently you've done a good job of it, absolutely. What's new?
What's new is hard to find anybody to work here.
Really? Yeah.
Yep.
I think
hard to find anybody to work, period.
Yeah, since COVID, I think it's been such a deterioration of a workforce. I mean, even when you find a physical body to come in, they have no work ethic at all.
Right.
It's just,
and
it's horrible.
Government just pays everybody.
You get paid to do nothing.
You're ready for unemployment.
Yeah. Nobody wants to do anything. I have a nephew that is a partner in a pretty big accounting company. And he said, he tries to hire out of college. He says, and these people say, well, they don't want to work any more than 30 hours a week and they want to work from home. And he says, the only thing I'm getting any kind of quality work from is out of India. He says, fortunately, dollar amounts is dollar amounts, you know, and they can do the work, and they'll do it cheaper, and they'll do it more reliably, and for, you know, and will work as much as they need to work. It's crazy. This country is going to hell in a handbasket.
Work ethic really sucks.
You know, if you're lucky, if you find somebody, then it's hard to hang on to them because, you know, they can go anywhere.
Yeah. My basis comes out of the 50s and the 60s, and the work ethic was a whole lot different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're kind of in my same age group. I'm 73. And
I am, too.
Yeah, I grew up that way. I mean, from when I was 16 years old, I started working in a retail department store, and by the time I was 18, I was managing stores because, you know, they all saw that in me that I was responsible and I wanted to work. My big thing was when customers came in, if more than one customers, I had to figure out a way to wait on multiple customers at the same time without pissing anybody off. That was my key. I did not want anybody to have to wait if they didn't have to.
You had a goal.
Oh, my God, yes. I was possessed by that.
I fully understand.
Yeah. It's funny.
My preteen years, I was doing taxidermy, and I cleaned cottages.
Right.
And I had my taxidermy license when I was 13.
Wow.
And I was doing a lot of work.
I can imagine. Yeah.
So,
I was cleaning up and locking up a self-service laundromat when I was like 12 to 15 years old. I had met the guy who owned the place, and he lived, you know, quite a ways away. And so I used to come over, and I'd mop while he was working and do stuff like that. And he said, you know what? He says, I'm going to give you a key to the place. You want to lock it up at night? You know, just check around 10 o'clock, make sure there's nobody in the place, and lock the doors for me. And I said, sure. And he says, I'll clean, too, if you want. So I was cleaning the place and locking it up at night. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See your work ethic is solid.
It's funny. That's why I'm still doing this at 73. I work part-time now.
Uh-huh.
I'm working from home, and that started with COVID because I had surgery, and I was out during the COVID shutdown, and then when they came back, I said, you know what, I'm just going to work from home. I don't want to go in anymore, but I don't want to not work either. And for the first couple of years, I felt so guilty about not being there full-time. It took me a few years to get past that, you know, the feeling that other people were doing more work than me.
I can so relate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very cool.
I understand.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it gets into your blood, and my kids are the same as me. My kids work like crazy. My kids are, you know, way more than 40-hour work week kind of people. I wish I could have passed it on to my grandkids, but you know, that break in between, you're not on top of them as much as you were your kids. And they didn't quite get that
yeah.
for me. They're pretty good, but they're not as good as my kids were.
Well, if the money keeps coming in and you don't have to put in the hours, why bother?
Yeah, that's it.
But
I mean,
the money's coming from somewhere.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's funny. I don't, people just don't have the ambition either. You know, it's like I always wanted to be ahead of the curve. I didn't want to just be like everybody else. I wanted, you know, if I wanted, I still have, you know, I got a sports car that I still own, and I've got, you know, a house that's completely paid for, and I've had, that's been for a long time. You know, I wanted stuff, and I wanted to, I'm more than happy to do the work to get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's why you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Definitely. Randy, is there anything I can do for you guys?
At this moment, I don't think so. We're still trying to. Well, we hit, just like you guys up there. We got a little bit of snow, but ours
oh, yeah.
was covered with a sheet of ice. And the ice is still there.
Isn't that crazy?
So,
this long, too.
Yeah, it's almost been 2 weeks now. And it's, well, I can ice skate on my front lawn.
Still?
So,
how often is ice stuck around there? I mean, for more than a day or two?
I can remember 20 years ago. Let's go
yeah.
20 years ago that I was able to ice skate in the front of the road in front of the house, and that
yeah.
was fun. Okay.
Nice for a change.
Since.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm not.
And that only lasted a couple of days, if not one day.
I've got accounts in the South. That yeah, you know, I got one account in Oxford, Mississippi. I don't know if you saw that on the news, but 90% of the town was out of power because. All the phone lines, every power line went down. Trees are all broken up in
yeah.
there, and he says they're trying to replant. That's the
like a
home of. Yeah, he says it looked like a disaster area down there, but he says we're just finally getting opened up again after you know a week
yeah.
and a half.
Yeah, North Carolina, South Carolina, they got
yeah.
hit hard too.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's killed my business every time I call somebody. You know, I've had no trouble having conversations because nobody's busy. Everybody's more than willing to talk. You just talk about anything because they're so bored because they're so far. There's nobody coming in the doors.
Well, we've got the people coming in.
Well, that's good.
And unfortunately, it's custom cases.
Sure. Well, no, that's good for you guys.
So
I mean, it's. It's
yeah.
you know it's labor intensive, but it's pure profit.
Yeah, and we're short of people, so I have to
yeah.
spend time out front, and I hate working out front.
That day is come and gone.
Oh, jeez, yes.
Yeah,
long
I get
gone.
It. That's funny. I only work in 20 hours a week myself. You know, 3 days a week from home, and I'll tell you what. When I get to Thursday, and that's today's my last day. Actually, I'm in my last hour of my week. I look at my wife, and I says, three down, none to go. I'm ready for 4 days off. So, right now there's nothing to do because I don't do anything in the wintertime. I don't enjoy being outside at all in the wintertime, and I just, you know, I used to bowl. I don't do that anymore. It just got to be boring. When the weather's good, I'll be out on the golf course, you know, 2-3 times a week. But when it's like
nice,
this,
nice.
It's kind of boring. Yeah, and playing the best golf
yeah.
of my life right now at 73. I'm playing the best golf of my life.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. It's just, you know, you adapt to the fact that you don't hit the ball as far as you used to, but it's all about, you know, staying focused and in the game. And, you know, I play old man golf now, although, you know, I can still hit a 220-yard drive. I don't
well,
hit like
good.
250 like I used to, 250, 260, but they're always straight.
What's 30 yards?
Yeah. Well, and you make up for it with in the next shot, and you make up for it putting
That's
well.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, good. Always a pleasure talking to you. It's nice to hear your voice again. If there's anything I can
good
do for you guys,
you.
Let me know.
Okay. Yeah,
All
most
right.
definitely.
All right. You have a great day.
Okay. Hang in there.
You too. Bye-bye.